Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. It was nearly 1,500 years B.C. when Jehovah gave Israel deliverance from the Egyptians. The 14th of Exodus records the loss in the Red Sea of all the host, horses, chariots, and horsemen of Pharaoh, after the Israelites had passed miraculously across on dry land. With no military with which to pursue, Pharaoh had no means whereby to overcome the people Israel, and they became free and protected from him. Interestingly, the land of Canaan had become largely dependent upon Egypt for military protection, and it was Canaan that the Lord had promised to give unto the Israelites. Though they possessed some military ability of their own, the destruction of the Egyptian army left Canaan largely unable to defend itself, and Israel would be free with God's blessing to take it. While Israel's freedom from bondage also meant freedom to inherit the land of promise, our freedom in Christ from the guilt of sin means also the freedom to inherit our place in the Lord's house. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.